West Australian Labor MP Gary Gray has advised last night the members of his local committee that he is retiring at the next election. And with that retirement, Bill Shorten loses one of his most experienced MPs. Gary Gray's decision means the Labor Party's entire WA contingent in the lower house will retire at this year's election. And he leaves just as the ALP moves towards supporting a high-level nuclear waste dump for South Australia. Remains divided over the issue of Senate voting reform. All issues close to the heart of Gary Gray, who joins us from Perth this morning. Very early good morning to you, Gary Gray.
Good morning, Fran.
9 years in federal parliament, 7 years as National Secretary of the Labor Party before that. You're a cabinet minister in the Rudd and Gillard governments. Why are you leaving now? You're only 57.
It's the right time. And you know, Fran, before Christmas, I had a look at the ages of our MPs. My father-in-law had died in April, and, you know, Pete had a big career in federal politics, but he'd retired by the time he was 58. And here was I at 57, looking at going around not for another term, but for another two. And I took serious stock of that over Christmas. I discussed it with my family, my close friends, and began to work through how I would exit the process. And in many ways, Fran, Alana's decision on Friday precipitated, in my mind, the need to move quickly in order to give the party the best chance at the broadest range of renewal that it could possibly do.
It doesn't look good, though, does it? Labor's three sitting MPs, federal MPs, leaving. It doesn't look like a vote of confidence. It looks like you don't believe Labor can win this year's election. Is that fair to say?
Well, I think it's highly unlikely that an opposition at any time wins a first election. That's simply highly unlikely. In fact, it hasn't happened since World War II. So let's get that historical fact into perspective. The next most important point for me, though, is will Bill Shorten be the Prime Minister? Yes, he will be. The next election campaign will be tough for Labor, and it needs the next generation coming through. It doesn't need me staying there because I can stay there because I can stay there. It needs the next generation. It needs people with a 30 and a 40 in front of their age. It doesn't need people who are looking at being in the parliament through their 60s.
Okay.
Waiting for Bill to deliver. Bill needs to have a young, vibrant, engaged team, and that's served the Labor Party well in the West before.
Okay. Well, you served 7 years as ALP National Secretary, so you know a bit about campaigning, and fair enough, you look at the polls and 52-48 in favour of the coalition. Hard to turn that around, especially with only one term in opposition. Labor can't campaign this election against the GST. It has, on the other hand, perhaps delivered the government a big juicy policy to attack the proposed cuts to negative gearing. What's your view with your National Party Secretary hat on of that? Was that a folly in election year, or is it good strategy getting out in front?
What Australians want to hear out of our federal politicians is good public policy and good public administration, and that equals good politics. Too often in the past, we've seen Labor politicians and government politicians out to find the easiest way to pretend that the solutions are just like making a choice of which ice cream you like, vanilla or chocolate. But actually, public administration choices are much harder than that. And the courage that Bill and Chris Bowen, that Penny Wong and Tanya, that our leadership team have shown in taking us through the capital gains tax process is simply the kind of leadership that we want and that we need.
Okay, well, all three seats held by Labor in WA are held by less than 6%. You're going to have new candidates in all of them. What chance do you give Labor of picking up any of these seats, let alone any more?
I think we'll have a very strong chance. You see,
of winning these three seats or winning more?
Winning more. In 1983, when Labor really began to hit its bootstraps federally in Perth, you know, the average age of a federal MP was 41. Kim Beazley was in his early 30s. John Dawkins was 34. Rick Charlesworth was 31. You know, at the end of the day, it's generational change that brings through the strength, the vitality, and the enduring contribution to both politics and public administration. And every one of those people I've mentioned made big contributions that spanned a political generation or three.
Okay. It's 19 past eight. Our guest is Gary Gray. He's the Shadow Minister for Resources in Northern Australia and the Shadow Minister, Special Minister for State, and outgoing member for Brand. A couple of quick issues. You were involved in Senate reform. You're a supporter of changes to the Senate reform system. Why are you so keen on doing that, which would, I think, pretty much all agree, wipe out the crossbench, when that's not going to gain Labor any advantage? In fact, some new analysis published today says the coalition would gain 7 seats under the changes and Labor none.
Yeah, it's not about the advantage to one party or another. It's actually about the advantage to voters. Voters should know who they vote for when they go to vote. And in fact, voters will vote for the Labor Party when the offering from the Labor Party is an offering that voters want to vote for. And so it's silly, futile and useless to do a calculation speculating on what the outcome would be of these reforms, and I've seen that document.
Why is it though? I mean, say voters are better off knowing who they're voting for, but a lot of people would say voters are better off being able to have and support and get some minor parties and independents into the Senate.
Yes, if they vote for them. What we've seen in the last
But you've got to have the bar at a reasonable height, don't you?
Yes, well, the bar currently is that we've had people get elected on less than 0.52 of a percent, and people not get elected when they've had over 87% of a quota, just because of the way in which the preferencing allocations cascade through the system. So we need a transparent system, one that's compliant with Section 7 of the Constitution, that requires that the people elect our parliamentarians and our senators, not preference manipulators. That's the key thing here. We should be focusing on the choice of voters, making sure that vote is transparent and properly counted. And it's not currently, and the Senate report that was published 2 years ago is incredibly clear on
this. Okay. Just a very quick question. We're out of time, but I'm going to squeeze this in, Gary Gray, because you've been a supporter of certainly investigating a nuclear industry in this country. Labor's policy remains that the ALP is, Labor's platform rather, strongly opposed to the importation and storage of nuclear waste that is sourced from overseas. And yet Bill Shorten says the party would consider it if there's an economic benefit, environmental concerns are met, and there's community support. Is Labor changing its policy?
Well, Bill's signalled what Bill does, and that is a willingness to engage on this issue, a willingness to discuss it, and a willingness, Fran, to put the hard issues up front and to have them considered and to conclude a response. I think that's great public administration, that's outstanding leadership, and on this issue, it's actually what Australia wants.
Okay. Gary Gray, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much indeed, Fran.
Gary Gray is the Shadow Minister for Resources in Northern Australia and Special Minister of State and the outgoing member for Brand.